As we told you earlier this week, Republican candidate for Roanoke City Sheriff James Creasy accused current Sheriff Antonio Hash of using his office to increase his political standing and ignored issues inside the sheriff's office. Sheriff Hash refuted those claims during an interview with WFIR News.
Being a sheriff, which means if I'm invited to a community event, which we are often at a community event, you will never see me say, elect Sheriff Hash, whenever you invite the sheriff's office in the same manner that you invited me. So when you invite me and you invite the sheriff's office, not one time would you ever hear me say, vote Sheriff Hash, because it's unethical and it's against the Hatch Act, if you know the law.
When it comes to Creasy suggesting morale within the office is low and the department is understaffed, Hash wonders why these concerns are coming up now.
Because anybody that's in a leadership position, which is he's a sergeant. So you mean to tell me that you let your whole division crash as a sergeant without boosting the morale? Without buying your people your food or pizzas or taking them out to do a team building exercise? So you mean to tell me 4 years passed and you allowed all this stuff to happen? Because anybody in a supervisory position who is able to help build the agency contributes back to the growth and the development of our leadership team.
Hash says at the moment, the Roanoke City Sheriff's Office is short 14 staff members due to retirements meant to hang on to retirement benefits. Clark Palmer, WFIR News.